Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Salutations and other assorted musings that denote a greeting of some sort. It is Free Talk Live. If you've never heard the show before, we are a live radio broadcast nationwide. Well, we're syndicated nationally. Also globally on the internet. You can hear us over at freetalklive.com. And there's a couple of satellite stations that carry us as well. And we are kicking off hour number one of the Friday night edition. I am your host. People call me Captain, but my title is officially or unofficially the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me in the studio, it's
Chris.
And Bonnie.
Nice inflection, Bonnie. Some of our listeners would be very proud. So we got to sit in a Zoom session today that was presented by, well, the federal court, right? So even though I think the judge was New Hampshire-based, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's like the District of New Hampshire, but at, like, the federal level or something.
I need a new hamper, by the way. my current hamper's falling apart.
They have some at Aldi's that are on sale.
Oh, nice. You know, before we go on, I should mention, since I said that this is a call-in show, if you would like to call in, why, you need to dial 603-283-6160 if you want to join our conversation. We generally try to bring you the perspective of freedom and peace and prosperity, generally speaking. Some folks would call us a libertarian talk radio show or an anarchist talk radio show as far as political leanings are concerned. I consider myself an individualist, if you will, a voluntarist, if you will. I believe that all human interactions should be voluntary and consensual.
I'm a peace nun.
You are a peace nun. Chris, what are you?
I labels. I don't necessarily know I need to label myself like that. But I definitely would lean in the way of the non-aggression principle and advocating peace and, not utilizing violence or advocating for violence to achieve social and political change. I'd rather see that, done through leadership and,
yes,
voicing criticism of my, people who differ from my personal beliefs in order to lead the way to change.
So those of you who don't know, on March 16th of this year, it was a Tuesday, the Free Talk Live studio that we're broadcasting from was raided by, well, tyrants, really, who call themselves the government. And six people were arrested. They raided not only here, but they also raided the Mighty Moose Mart, which is a convenience store. They raided the Bitcoin Embassy, which is exactly what it sounds like it is. And then the homes of several people. And six folks were arrested. We refer to these people as the Crypto Six. But this very studio that we're broadcasting to you from was raided by these people.
AKA my house.
Yes. There are folks that live here, too, so we broadcast from this building, and there are people who rent either rooms or there's another side that also is an apartment and that kind of a thing. All of these people were disturbed and otherwise tyrannized. I can't think of a better word for it. And five of the six of them are out. Four of them were released rather quickly on some sort of bail conditions. Ian Freeman, the founder of this program, or one of the two founders, just got out a couple of days ago. So they kept him for 69 days without any conviction or anything like that. So I can safely say that innocent until proven guilty doesn't apply here in the United States of America. And today, we all got to witness via the Zoom meeting a co-host here on Free Talk Live who goes by the name Nobody. Now, he legally changed his name to Nobody at some point a couple of years ago now,
yeah,
because he was running for governor here in the state of New Hampshire, and, you know, he wanted to make a play on the words Nobody for governor, which I think is brilliant.
Nobody should tell you what to do.
Yeah, nobody has your best interest in mind when it comes to the government and that type of thing. So we have a lot of fun with that tongue-in-cheek, but he did legally change his name, and so we actually got to see today, before the Zoom meeting started, they had like a landing page, and it said, Nobody versus the United States of America.
Yeah, that was just hilarious.
I got to get one more chuckle out of that particular trope.
My favorite is, nobody should have that kind of power.
Yeah.
True. That is a fact. So they had this, there was a bail hearing. They had it via Zoom. I didn't get a maximum count. At one point I looked up, I think there was like 36 people on this meeting. And, you know, there was a judge, there was couple of lawyers for Nobody, and a few lawyers and other personnel for the prosecution. So, you know,
we
have
three lawyers.
Yeah, so take three, four, five, so let's say seven people that, you know, were there in an official capacity. The rest of the people, the other 30 or so people, were spectators. Because these things are supposed to be open to the public normally. And the reason that they have to have these, or that they do have these via Zoom session online, is what they say due to COVID. All right, so they're like, oh, we can't have a bunch of people get together in a room, and so we're just going to have these things online now.
During the pandemic.
I'm still amazed that that was the choice of words of the judge to describe the people who were from the public, basically, watching the trial.
What did he call them?
Spectators. And I don't know, he couldn't have picked a better word to use.
Because it seems like people watching a circus?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely was,
yeah,
a circus.
I mean, for so many reasons, it just is like the worst choice of words. And like, and this was actually Ian's trial, hearing, that the judge used it. So this was a different judge today for Nobody, but
it was, yeah.
The choice of word that you used was clearly referencing back to Ian's, the judge in Ian's case, because he used that exact word.
Yeah, so, you know, I had a little bit of fun, you know, with that landing page before the actual session began, and then the session kicked off, you know, whatever you want to term you use for that. And I don't know, man, like, it could have gone a lot better, I think, at least for Nobody. If I were Nobody, I would have taken the lawyer's advice and not testified at my own bail hearing.
That was a judge who advised him not to, I think, and his lawyer said it was okay.
Well, no. So
unless there's a lawyer behind the scenes.
The judge advised him not to. So behind the scenes, the lawyer, of course, was like, hey, you shouldn't do this. And Nobody was like, no, I want to.
I think Nobody did a great job for any reasonable, logical person. It's just that anything you say can and will be used against you.
Yeah.
But Nobody is so well-spoken. He is not, like, went dim since he's been in jail. He's a preacher.
It is true. And the legend has it that while he's been behind bars in Merrimack County Jail here in New Hampshire, that he has been preaching, and he has acquired some followers from the people that he's met, or at least some people who are interested in what he has to say about, you know, freedom and voluntary interactions and all that kind of a thing.
Yeah, apparently, it's actually funny because apparently the warden, was it the warden? Whoever their head is, I believe it was, actually was not happy about some of that preaching that he was doing. So
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
One thing that was kind of funny that Nobody said was at the beginning, the judge always has to say in these Zoom meetings, like, nobody in the public spectating is allowed to record this and you'll be prosecuted
it's funny, so
to the greatest extent of law.
Nobody's allowed to record it.
Well, and then nobody said, actually, like, can I chime in? I'd like to say that I would like people to record and distribute this in the interest of a public and speedy trial. And the judge was like, okay, but we don't allow that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was basically shut down with his request. But I am not aware of anybody in a court trial where folks are being told they can't record to have the guy who's being railroaded request for it to be recorded.
Right.
I thought that that was fun. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for you to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the captain, and joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
We haven't really started talking about any of our show prep other than that we have attended the trial, the bail hearing, if you will, not trial, but the bail hearing for former co-host, and I say former because, well, he's in jail. If he was not in jail, he would be welcome to co-host again. Here on Free Talk Live, a man who goes by the name of Nobody, he legally changed his name to Nobody to run for governor, and he has been arrested as part of the indictment against what we call the Crypto Six. That's three people who have been accused of nothing that harmed anybody or any property. Crimes of exchanging cryptocurrency.
Slanging.
Yeah.
Crypto.
Yeah. To people who voluntarily wished to exchange it. And so they're in jail for that.
Yep.
Or they were in jail, but they've all been indicted at the federal level.
Yeah, and the humorous thing is they didn't do anything that, probably thousands of people throughout New Hampshire do, every day.
Yeah, well, and throughout the world, really. I mean, cryptocurrency is a huge thing now.
Yeah, true. Certainly throughout the world, but particularly in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So.
And so we all sat in on this Zoom session, I think separately. You were somewhere else. She was somewhere as I was at my house watching.
Yep.
General thoughts. I thought we were talking about things that we found, odd or funny. One of the things I found weird was when the judge was reading something towards the end of the session.
His decision.
He was fine saying the S word, but
yeah.
He couldn't say MF-er.
I thought the same thing. That's so funny.
Right? Like, he was reading through the thing, and he'd come across the word, the S word, and he would say that loudly and clearly over the Zoom session. But for whatever reason, when it said, MF-er, he said MF-er instead of the actual words that I'm referring to that
that's
I can't say on the radio.
So funny you thought about that, because I thought the same thing. I was like, why is he doing that?
I'm a cussing enthusiast. That means I'm a hobbyist and I enjoy cussing. I encourage other people to cuss whenever possible, with the exception of here on this radio show because, well, we are broadcast over actual radio stations, and that means that we are subject to the FCC rules that say you can't say certain words that they think are bad. So that's where we're at with that. What else did you guys notice? Or anything odd or interesting?
I have something maybe more important and not odd or interesting
sure.
to talk about, but I mean, we have the caller and it's going to take me a while.
All right. Anything else about the... And we can come back to it, too.
There was lots of interesting aspects, I think,
yeah.
of this particular hearing and what went down.
Let's hold on to that and let's go to Tom, who's calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening. It was 7 years ago today that the Habersham County Sheriff's Department threw the flash grenade into the playpen where Bunkum Phonasavant was peacefully sleeping.
Oh, that's 7 years today?
He was badly burned. But it was 5 years ago today, the incident at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden in Ohio, where Harambe, the gorilla, was killed. You may recall that there was a little boy who was in the wrong intruding into the gorilla's enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch the video. It is kind of scary, and you might be really worried, what is the gorilla going to do to the little boy? And the decision was made that and later reviewed and confirmed, because it was happening while it was happening, and people were all excited and worried about it. Then they reviewed it and confirmed that, yes, they're going to kill the western lowland gorilla because they're not sure what he might do to the human being who was in the wrong.
What do you mean in the wrong? Like, a child doesn't have the cognizant ability to know I shouldn't go in here. He just is a child. So silly that you're saying he's in the wrong.
Now, compare that to 24 August 1997 in Epsom, New Hampshire, where two men were sleeping in a parked car. And the Epsom cop walked up there to start trouble and confronted the driver. Achtung! Where are your papers? You there! Get out of the wagon! Schnell! Put the hands on the wagon right now and I will search you for weapons! The passenger, Gordon Perry, drew the line there, enough is enough. And he emerged. Let's just say that the Bill of Rights never got through that cop's head, but a bullet did. You know, because the passenger was not sure what the cop might do to the human who was in the right, the human who was doing nothing wrong. Okay, if it's okay to put down a Western lowland gorilla when you're not sure what he might do to a human being, what's wrong with putting down a cop when you're not sure what it might do to a human being?
Because we're human, civilized creatures with words. You don't just shoot someone because they come up to you and ask for your papers, even if they're annoying you.
No, they're violating somebody's rights.
Yeah,
and
I mean, this
Second
is...
Amendment rights.
Yeah, but one thing you libertarians need to understand is sometimes people's feelings are more important than a minor violation of your rights, including that cop's family who he didn't get to go home to. If he was going to shoot them for sleeping in the car, okay. If he's asking you for your papers, you don't shoot a cop.
Yeah, in self-defense, if it's a self-defense thing, then that's clearly covered in the non-aggression principle. You have the right to defend yourself against aggression. And, in fact, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the hearing about nobody, and I'll come back to that. Remind me about that.
Sure.
Because I want to come back to that. So, Tom, you're comparing what happened to two people sleeping in a car when a cop came up to see what was going on to what happened in a zoo where a boy wandered into the cage with Harambe.
Yeah, I mean, if it's okay to kill a Western lowland gorilla because you're scared about what he might do to a human being, what's wrong with putting down a cop when you're not sure what it might do to a human being? So what if the cop has a family? I mean,
a cop isn't a gorilla.
People are barely not apes, but people do have the ability to rationalize, to communicate verbally, that kind of thing. You should always attempt to do that first.
I also don't think that they should have killed Harambe if they had the ability to shoot him with, like, a dart that could have put him to sleep.
Like a tranquilizer.
I don't know if they didn't have that for some reason. They should at a zoo.
So then, Tom, let me redirect a question to you. I don't think anybody really ever knows what a cop might do to them. And so is it your position that you would have them all put down?
Well, I would never advocate, solicit, order, or otherwise attempt to persuade anybody to do such a thing. I only talk about cases that actually have happened.
Okay, well, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. We appreciate it. It's an interesting analogy that he's put together. I'm not sure he's comparing apples to apples, if you were.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
603-283-6160 is the number if you want to comment.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol attack commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House. And the ranking member of the relevant, the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. Lawyers for Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, will appeal after his conviction today in the death of Molly Tibbetts. Rivera found guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Defense attorney Chad Freeze claiming investigators made several mistakes. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end. So he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track. Went to the folks who own the house. He climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly two dozen states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You know, when I was young, there were talk shows on generally the AM radio spectrum, and somehow over the time they moved to FM, and now they're kind of hit and miss depending on what you listen to generally in your car. Do people listen to the radio in their homes anymore?
I know my dad does.
Really?
He listens to, like, I don't know, like Michael Savage. I don't know if he quit.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, we are a radio program. We are syndicated nationwide on somewhere near 200 radio stations, but we're also on the internet over at freetalklive.com and a couple of satellite stations as well. So folks around the globe can hear us. I don't care where you are. If you want to get your voice on this program, dial 603-283-6160. And as long as it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're here, generally speaking. There's only maybe twice a year that something goes on. Like there's a couple of festivals where we'll probably be off the air, as far as a live show is concerned. We'll still have fresh content every day, but, you know, like for those festivals, the content will be pre-recorded. Other than that, we're live 7 days a week, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern. So give a call if there's something on your mind and you want to get your voice out there and heard by a very large audience. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
And we've been talking about one of the Crypto Six. If you don't know what the Crypto Six is, I'm going to tell you. On March 16th of 2021, tyrants, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, where we're broadcasting from today, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people in total were arrested. They were put behind bars in cages, kidnapped, if you will, and four of them were released relatively quickly. Ian Freeman, co-founder of this program, if not the founder, was kept for 69 days, and he was finally released. But the person named Nobody remains in custody. What can you do to help? Well, the first thing you can do is visit thecrypto6.com. There's some information up there. There's links to different places. There's a video you can watch about the events that happened that day. And there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke. You can go and search in your favorite search engine, indictment Ian Freeman, and find the full indictment against the Crypto Six, if you want to read the exact specific charges that everybody's facing. But the charges are not a laughing matter at all. This case is likely to set precedent that's going to affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. So in the last segment, I said I wanted to come back to a thing, and the prosecutor had taken a recording of a phone call that Nobody made to a friend of his from jail, and they chopped it up into little bits that sounded really bad. Now, they said they made the full recording available to the court. They have not made that available to the public, or at least, I don't know where I would go to find the full recording, if that's even available to the public. So they played these little bits, and then the prosecutor, tried to pigeonhole Nobody by asking him a series of questions related to the non-aggression principle and a comment that he made about, I believe the quote was shooting pigs, was the quote that the prosecutor was talking about. And the prosecutor asked him point blank, do you think that those words are a violation of the non-aggression principle? I would have said, technically, no.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Whereas Nobody, I think he alluded to that he agreed that that might be a violation of the non-aggression principle. I would have said technically no, because the state is aggression. The state is force.
Right.
And the state is always aggressing upon people. Now, who actually carries out the state's aggressive orders? It's the police, of course. They're the enforcement arm. They're the ones with the guns, right? So, it can be any day of the week, and just the fact that somebody is a police officer puts them in the position where they are the armed aggressors of the state. They're not protectors of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness like the government would have you believe through their public school indoctrination program. They are the enforcement arm of the elite ruling class. And so just by their very existence, and they're swearing to uphold the law. They're not swearing to uphold what is morally correct. They're swearing to uphold the letter of the law. And so if they actually do that, then they in themselves are the aggressors. And it would be not a very big stretch to say that because they are the aggressors, that shooting them might be within the confines of the non-aggression principle. I've heard that argument from libertarians before.
Yeah, and I think the way to have phrased it would have been a bit different than he did, and I think that's it's not so much that it wouldn't be it would be violence under the non-aggression principle, but it would be in self-defense,
right?
And that would be potentially justified,
right?
However, that doesn't necessarily mean it would be the strategically smart thing to do.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's why I would not necessarily advocate for that, even if you are within your right to do so.
Right. To be clear, I'm not advocating for that either. I'm just saying that, for example, if a foreign army invades your hometown and takes over, right? Well, you'd be within your right to fight back because they're aggressing on your hometown, Right? That would be a self-defense maneuver.
Sure.
Right? And so the same thing could apply here. It could be considered self-defense because the state is aggression.
Are they actively attacking you, or are they knocking on your window and asking for your papers? Because if the army is moving in, they're attacking you, they're busting down doors.
So it's a matter of, are they directly attacking you person to person, or are they attacking everybody because they exist as organized aggression?
And here's a third thing I've been thinking about, though, recently, though, is, are the police attacking you, or are they victims? Because, to me, I believe that my dad is a victim of the military, I mean, of the government, through being in the military. It's not like it wasn't a personal choice or something, but the government is the actual aggressors, and then they're hiring these extra Y chromosome people who are already brainwashed by their system with low IQs and having them do their dirty work. It's not that those people have their hands washed of anything, but I still feel that they're less of, like, the aggressor in most cases.
Less culpable.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I
think it's probably a fair statement. It's you know, you can be both a victim of the government and also pressed into victimizing other people.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you, like, when I came out of the fog of statism, I realized a whole bunch of things that I had done throughout my life were incorrect, or at least morally incongruent.
Me too. Like, I've called the police, and I've been like, why'd I do that?
You could, you know, you could say every one of us is an aggressor against our fellow man because, well, at least to the extent that we pay taxes. And it's going to be really hard to say that you don't pay taxes in some form,
yeah,
whether
so
it's sales taxes or, you know, property taxes or, you know, indirectly property taxes through your rent.
Right.
Would somebody be in the right if they shot you because you've paid taxes before?
Right, and that's why it kind of becomes this thing, I think, under duress.
Well, but you're not the institution, right? The institution is where the taxation comes from.
I mean, the problem with cops is that they're doing it voluntarily for a paycheck that they don't have to take.
So the better question is, would you be in the right to take aim at the IRS, for example?
Well, yeah, but hold on. We're about to go on break.
603-283-6160. Where do you stand when it comes to defending yourself from the aggression of the state? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number 603-283-6160 is the number you need to commit to memory. You can grab a crayon right on the fridge, grab a chisel, carve it into a stone tablet, tattoo it onto your firstborn's forehead so you see it all the time, whatever you got to do. But that's the telephone number to call and get your voice heard on this radio program. We are Free Talk Live. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking a little bit about the events that happened today surrounding one of the Crypto Six, a person known as Nobody, who had a bail hearing today. He's been a hostage for, well, over 2 months now, and he was denied bail. That's the outcome. I know a lot of folks who didn't get a chance to see the hearing or otherwise, you know, get, like, find out on social media or what have you. You're finding out now. So the outcome is that he was denied bail, and we expect an appeal. Now, the appeal process, we don't know how long that'll take. We saw with Ian it took, what, almost 6 weeks, thereabouts? Several
Sounds
weeks
right.
at least, so he could be on the inside for some additional period
now,
of time.
If I recall correctly, wasn't it like 6 months before Christopher Cantwell got an appeal on his original bail hearing?
That was in the midst of COVID, though.
Okay, so maybe it'll be faster.
Yeah, I don't recall the actual timing on that.
I thought it was a really long period.
I've heard that, too.
And I don't recall exactly the details, but... I just remember same type of situation. It was a federal case, and it was a really long time between the first bail hearing and being denied, and then the second one. He was denied twice.
Yeah. The thing about Nobody's case is that they cited some controversial things that he said in a phone call to a friend of his. They didn't cite anything that he said, like, as a talk radio host, or, you know, as he was running for governor of New Hampshire.
They did. One thing I think that was on Twitter.
Oh, they did bring the Twitter. That
they
he,
did. It was obviously
it wasn't a serious,
like, he wasn't advocating. It was clear that he wasn't advocating for violence.
He asked a question.
Right, and it was...
And it was an obvious hyperbole. Right. It's like saying tar and feathers. Nobody does that.
Exactly. It was specifically about the guillotine. So he said, I forget exactly, I can't quote him off the top of my head, but...
Where's the guillotine?
Yeah, it was something like, where's the guillotine, you know? And it wasn't... It was obvious that he wasn't actually advocating violence, because, I mean, think about this. I mean... Even if you build a guillotine, and people have built guillotines, by the way, but you don't see police going and arresting the people who built the guillotines, even though it's to send a message, and it's often used for politics. And, you know, when people go out and they do protests, they will bring the guillotine. The point is to send a message.
Right.
It's not to actually start, like, chopping people's heads off.
I had tossed around the idea of building a fake guillotine to take to a protest and put it up just as
right.
a visual, you know, a visual aid, if you will, you know, call it protest art.
Right. This isn't the 1800s, you know. I mean, when was the last time anybody actually used guillotines at some sort of
right. In fact, I was
chop off politicians' heads.
Right. I was at a protest. I think it was the Concord. I don't remember which one because I was at two of them. Before the whole COVID thing, but somebody had a bucket or two buckets. One was labeled tar, the other one was labeled feathers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would be that kind of a prop, if you will,
right.
you know, to add impact to your demonstration, to your political point of view
right.
and that
right.
kind of a thing.
And visuals are important like that.
And the other thing I want to mention specifically about Nobody is because he's got a couple of years on me, but we're about the same age. He and I come from the era where shock jocks were a thing, right? You were to be controversial for the sake of being controversial on the radio. And so, you know, that's kind of, you know, how I think Nobody has molded himself as a talk radio host. Now, as far as my interactions with him on this show, I've never really heard him come out and say, I'm going to, you know, go out and start shooting people. Or I advocate that, you know, this happens now, you know, these kinds of things. So I can't say that I've ever, you know, heard him actually call for violence.
Yeah. He, you know what he does is he says things that can be misinterpreted and are,
right.
can be a bit cringeworthy because you know that the people who are basically enemies of freedom are going to twist it into something violent.
Right.
But you know he's not saying anything violent, but that's how they're going to, and what did they do? They did exactly that in the courtroom, today.
What you guys are talking about is more like the tweet, well, he was out of jail and everything, and he tweeted an obviously hyperbolic thing, but here's what I think the root worst part of this whole thing was.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they can arrest you in the middle of the night and put you in a cage and for 23 hours a day with only one other person who he said is also ADHD and going crazy put you into a
Worse than solitary confinement.
Yep. Wait, hold on a second. They can put you into an altered state of mind
right.
and force you to become depressed and then use those words against you that you say in that yep. state of mind while they're being unfair towards you and use that as proof that you want to hurt them.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think people need to understand that they deprived him of his right to a lawyer
yep.
In the process during those 14 days. So I think this is something to, to look at within context and be like, okay, so they've basically created a situation where the guy seems like he thinks he doesn't have any rights, he doesn't have any freedoms, and they're violating, you know, the very fundamentals of what it means. And why would somebody who is under this impression that we don't really have what they're claiming, why would you not think that overthrow of the government is the right answer? What other option is there at that point? If the government isn't doing, if they're not abiding by their own rules and laws that they're creating, constitutionally anyway speaking, we don't actually have, you know, the government that we supposedly have, and therefore it's exactly what's in the founding, you know, documents that you're supposed to overthrow the government.
Somebody in the chat room has commented, says, I would have had to ask, what does killing telling the police have to do with the charges he faces of money laundering or a money transmission business?
It does nothing.
They make a great point.
This is what the court would say. They have an obligation to protect officers, and they're trying to assess whether or not nobody is a threat to the public. Anybody that knows nobody, even remotely, knows he's not a threat to the public.
Yeah.
And
he certainly is not.
So, I think one of the problems here, too, is that even if you don't know him, that doesn't necessarily mean that a conversation there was no direct threat in any of the words that he used. The way he worded it was not in a way that it was at most it could be misinterpreted as a general threat maybe, but even that is stretching it because there was no threat to any specific person.
Right.
It was more of
they were all generalized statements.
Feeling like the cops should die is not the same thing as advocating for cops dying,
right?
Or killing cops.
Right.
And it's like they twisted "I feel like the cops should die" into him saying that he's going to kill cops, and that just wasn't, that isn't really what was said.
Bonnie, you said something about, the prosecution or the court saying that
they have an obligation to protect law enforcement.
Right, but that he is a threat to the public. You know what a threat to the public is? It's the number of laws that get created every year that pile on top of each other. There's so many laws that they're impossible to count. They've tried. You cannot count all of the laws that exist in the United States of America. It is impossible. Laws never get repealed. They never get rolled back. They never get taken off the books. They just continue to build and build and build and build to such a point where your entire life is micromanaged by the state. And this is a form of overt aggression. That is the real threat to the public, is the state themselves.
Yeah. And something else I want to point out, 53 years and nobody was accusing him of ever having actually been violent.
Right.
This is the thing. They didn't accuse him of having a history of violence. And therefore, to interpret this, this private conversation, as a threat, when there was no request to communicate a threat, there was no threat, direct or really indirect, given it was private communication between two people, is just insane.
603-283-6160. What is your stance? Is the state a greater threat to the public than a talk radio host? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.